working while they sleeping as usual. Percocets, I eat them like chewables. These niggas think they passed up, they think too much. If these niggas get too gassed up, I bring a few pumps. Yeah, Hershey chocolate candy skin, she ate all my nuts. Yeah, wifey caught me slipping once, okay, more than once. Yeah, we don't hit your block up, we blow that bitch up. Capping, talking big shit until that shit don't flush. Yeah, they say my days a number, but I keep taking drugs. Baby, I know you see these X pills, please take one. I'm a skater, but I heard your man a cheapskate, huh? Heard he ratting, now they moving his release date, huh? Snitch, I just turned my mane to my spouse. Could've bought her ass the tote, purse, a pouch, bought a house. Now baby got an ego type the size of the crib. Now she see what I'm saying.
What? You no good, Tiger League. I'm not as good as David Swallow. Never will be, but we're doing it without him tonight. What's up, everybody? It's your guy, the Weed Weekend. Weed Weekend. Beer drinking, hot dog eating. Woo, three-time Benny Boo. What's up, fellas? All the way in... Well, not really all the way. He's right across from me, actually. Getting sticky as we speak. Ricky, what's up, buddy?
Roll up.
Roll up and all the way back. We missed you last week, but you're back in the count, brother. The most hated man in fantasy. Typho, what's up? Tell Tiger what's up.
Hey, listen. I feel like the Russian after five rounds going with Rocky. Looking good. Outlook is good. I'm coming hard. But, alas. I gotta go that next round.
That's it, bro. That's it. It's your time to shine. The ball's in your court, Tifo. Anyway.
I'm feeling too good, man. I'm feeling too good.
We finally finished the world's longest season. I mean, the world's longest week of football ever in NFL history.
Correct.
It started off last Thursday with the Thanksgiving headers. And it finally finished yesterday on the Wednesday evening matchup of the Steelers and Ravens. And what was your thoughts on that game, Taylor? Because, I mean, it's just, is Pittsburgh really that? Is Pittsburgh 11-0 good? Or are they just subject to the circumstances they've gone across? Who the fuck is trading? Oh, my God. They done traded in legends. Lord have mercy. But anyways, all right. You got RG3 in. You don't have Dobbins. You don't have Mark. I mean, you
RG3
already don't
went
have
out too.
Do what?
RG3 went out in that game.
Exactly.
Too.
But at the same time, man, say they scored before the halftime when RG3 threw it to the tight end and he dropped it in the end zone. It could have been a totally different game on the outpost because it was still close.
Yeah. The Ravens defense played amazing ball. They really did.
I agree, bro. They're stepping up. I mean, it's getting tighter. Had Lamar Jackson been there, I really think they could have pulled it off. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. RG3 can do good things. He was looking good. He was running the ball. He was actually really ducking off, tucking that bitch and going. But he's not Lamar. I mean, the age gap and everything else. But it was good anyway. It sealed up. I don't think any games in Tiger had implications on that game, to be honest with you. That was really close enough to call it. So, yeah, that's how I feel. Anyway, though, that was an exhausting week, fellas. An exhausting-ass week. It started off partying with Trey and Green, and it was a hell of a time. Great Friendsgiving we had, and so forth and so on. But now, we are on to the very final week, or regular season week, of Tiger football. Ladies and gentlemen, the playoff picture is developing majorly right now, and we'll get to that too. But we'll go ahead and start the show off and talk about the headlines. Besides the injuries, the main headline is your boy Josh Gordon's reinstated. He can play Week 16. Thoughts, fellas? Added firepower to a stable of receivers?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do much, but kudos to him.
No, he's not going to do much, but, I mean, could he catch, you know, a clutch pass? Could he go 1 for 36, you know, 2 for 40, and be a help to that team, help keep the engine going, you know, keep attacking? The fresh face at this point in the season could be good in a playoff run. I tell you this much, it doesn't hurt to have Josh Gordon healthy playing. It doesn't
hurt. No, absolutely not. Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't affect anything in fantasy. I mean, because I doubt in your Super Bowl week anybody's going to pick up Josh and start him. But who knows? So besides that, that's the biggest news I had for you today. We're gonna go to the injuries, man, and there was a few noticeable ones right now. Danny Dimes, he's out. I mean, who cares?
They make the dumbest.
Teddy Bridgewater, he got banged up again. Josh Allen actually fucked up his ankle. He continued to play, but he's still kind of banged up to monitor that. DJ Moore had a little more scarier injury than most. Dalvin, man. Dalvin's laid out on the field, grabbing his freaking knee. You're like, oh, God, that's it. It's over with. And then he comes back in the game. Yeah, he only gives you a modest 10 points, but, I mean, he came back. So, on your this is God for you to look forward to. Ricky, what's your thoughts on Josh, man? It looked horrible, but the reports are that he is not as bad of an injury for Josh Jacobs. But, I mean, he's your number one running back, so a little concerned there. You're good. I mean, you can lose concerned. This week. You're going to have a bye. You got time, so.
Nah. I mean, I'm concerned, but if he plays, he going to produce. So.
Off top. And
I put in Taylor.
And rounding out, also Phillip Lindsay, who got a little banged up and everything. So, any other noticeable injuries, Taylor? Any of those injuries concern you the most? I would say DJ Moore, probably. But and possibly Josh Jacobs, so.
I think Josh is going to be out this week. Rick doesn't have to really win. He already beat Ben. He's 9-3. He's already locked up in the number one spot. So he's good there, you know. I think he'll be back week after that to start. It sucks. But I think that offense will be okay.
It should be.
I don't know, bro. I feel like he is there off.
Well, that too, man.
I don't know. Derek Carr.
No. After what I seen.
Derek Carr been looking good because of Josh Jacobs, what he's been able to do. It's not. It hasn't been because he's been thrown in to take over or whatever. No.
Well, I tell you what, fellas. Mr. Carr and the whole Las Vegas Raiders looked like anal beads to the Atlanta Falcons last week. 40-3 against Atlanta is one of the most disgusting things I ever seen. And how in the fuck did the Saints lose to Vegas? I have no fucking clue. But
it's because Atlanta is the most frustrating team to try betting on the Falcons. It is so hard because they come in, they could beat the Chiefs, and then they could lose to the Jets. It's the most mind-boggling thing. That defense that they have is either number one or number 32. They are the most frustrating team I've ever seen because you can't even predict what they're going to do. They whipped the shit out of Las Vegas, beat the shit out of Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Las Vegas beat the shit out of the Saints. But the Saints beat the shit out of the Falcons with Taysom Hill.
Yes.
I don't understand it. I don't understand Atlanta. I don't know what to predict. I don't know nothing. They just going to win the games you think they're going to lose and lose the games you think they're going to win.
And that's basically how I fell out so far this year for them. As a Saints fan, I love it. Fuck Atlanta. But, yeah, you're right, bro. Don't put any bets on Atlanta, man, because they can fuck your world up.
My God, and young Cole kicked 9 field goals. He kicked 9 field goals.
That's just stupid, bro.
It's stupid. It's stupid. Their team is stupid. Atlanta has the stupidest team in the NFL.
You're right. Besides your fantasy team, because your fucking fantasy team is so stupid.
With my Fuller, team is stupid,
full of Will Fuller and his fucking PED ass. Young Hoku, they better test Young Hoku. That bitch probably full of it, too. That's why that bitch kicked out in field goals. They're going to suspend him next.
You got a little bit.
But with Dulles, let's get on to this week's topic. I mean, this last week's matchups. And we'll start it off with me and you because I'm already bitching about it. Two fucking points. 153-155. And I hate to say it.
I should have lost this game. I should have really lost this game, but...
Yeah,
man,
bro.
Both of us should have lost.
You're right, bro. That's just the weirdest shit. I mean, Will Fuller... I mean, yeah, you can bang... I mean, Will Fuller and Koo is the difference maker for you. I mean, that's the reason you're alive.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks both did shit the same. 16-16. And what's bad is David said it, and I've done went through before. If Russell Wilson fucks me... and falls off these next 3 weeks, I'm gonna be a pissed bitch. I'm gonna write him a fucking letter, bro.
It's disgusting. He might.
Carson coming back help him.
Yeah. But what
Carson
if
D- and Rashawn Penny coming back? Carson and Rashawn Penny.
And if that stupid bum ass DK trash bitch wouldn't have dropped the fucking touchdown in the end zone, then guess what? I would have beat you. And or if Travis Kelce could have threw the completion pass to Mahomes in the end zone, I would have beat you. Not enough juice. James White was a good pickup for you, bro. Two touchdowns in that game, especially with Connor being out on the quick, you know.
I should have started Debo. I should have started. I dropped Kirk Cousins for Teddy B. I started Jordan Akins over Noah Fant. Like, had to drop somebody for Jordan Akins. Fucking picked up Brian Hill. Edo Smith went off.
Correct.
I picked up the Giants D when I just could have played the Rams and saved that roster spot. Just absolutely disgusting. Disgusting week. I'm disgusted with myself.
And you fucking won, you piece of shit. I hate you.
Yeah. Disgusted, bro. I did it. I made every wrong move and I beat you by two. You was not going to win this game.
Yeah. It just wasn't meant to be. But, continuation, Kelce is the best tight end in the league. Of course, nobody questions that. Seattle's defense on the come up with Jamal Williams back. They bring that pop. They score them sacks. They get a lot of points. I'm impressed. Nick Chubb, what's your temperature on Chubb, man? I'm really like that dude's a dog.
Hey, as long as Kareem Hunt is healthy, Nick Chubb is a dog.
They complement each other very well.
That's it, bro. That's probably the best 1-2 punch in the league, dude. I mean,
shake and bake. That's exactly it, bro.
I mean, there's nothing much else to say, bro. Taylor, you got it this week. Luck was on your side, bro.
It really was. This was the one bright spot on my week. Let me tell you something about fantasy. Let me define fantasy to you in one little sentence. I started Jeremy Chin in one league. Started him in one league. He put up 45 points.
Two touchdowns, back-to-back plays.
I didn't start Jeremy Chin in one league. The league that I didn't start him in, I won. The league that I started him in, I was lost. And that's fantasy.
Wow. Wow, yep. That sums it up for you right there. Damn. It's almost over, y'all. It's surreal. I mean, I love it. It feels like another season that just flew by, though. Even though last week was the longest week ever, this season has flown by. Right. Just like all the rest. But, anyways, good shit, Taylor. You moved up to 6-6, kept your playoff hopes alive. You dropped me to 8-4. I'm still holding down second place. Good shit, Tifo. On to the next. Oh, man, our boy isn't here to suck up his loss, but fuck the Ops versus Marksville Motorboaters, 142-125.
No tight end, no problem.
That's it. And Richard was aware of his tight end not playing, but at the same time, you don't really want to drop a roster spot sometimes, you know? So
it is amazing to me. It is amazing to me that Dave tries to win every week. Every single week, he's trying his best to win, and he just loses. He points against for Dave 1,849 points. Almost 100 points. Almost 100 points, which is a week from the next closest person. Absolutely insane how terrible this year has been for Dave.
That's it, man. It just hit him wrong, bro. He's just cut the shit into the stick as far as scheduling went and then with his players and stuff. So he really just didn't have a chance. Like he said, bro, everybody that plays him goes the fuck off. So,
I mean, Rick didn't really even go off. I mean, DK went off, Pat Mahomes went off. He just loses. He didn't have a bad week. Amari Cooper put up 30, Robert Woods 15. They got 22 from Devontae Parker.
12 from Deontay. Yeah. You're right. Jefferson, man. Jefferson balling out, bro. Two touchdowns this week. Diggs, 7 catches for 39 yards, but you got the catch, you got the points. That's it. We talked about Josh Jacobs in the injury report. Zeke only giving two Oh, man. Zeke is such a sore, sore spot for this year. It saddens me. But Mahomes, bro, you can't go bad with Mahomes slinging the ball for your team and DK catching the ball for your team. So, right there, I prevailed it. You tried, Diggity Dave. Sly got you 10. Tucker only got you 2, but it wasn't enough. Cowboys defense with 8. You could have left the Chargers in. Got you 8 points. Still wouldn't have been enough. And it's not like you picked the best. You picked the best lineup you could. So, just kudos to Rick, man. Rolling strong, 9-3.
Hell yeah.
Drops. I'm gonna talk about that. 9-3. If Rick wins next week, he will tie me for the only two teams to ever be 10-3 in Tiger League. Oof. On the flip side,
That's a good milestone. That says a lot.
Correct. But on the flip side, if David loses next week, he will be the first person to go 1-12 in Tiger League and be just that fucking shitty.
And he's trying. He's not just like not setting the lineup or like not giving a fuck. He is literally trying. It is scary, man. His bounce back next year is going to be insane.
That's it. From woke to goat. Fuzzy said it. Anyway, good shit, Rick. You're rolling with it. Let's see what happens this week coming up in the last matchup. On to the next. Bays, man, getting the blowout they need to stay alive. And against who else? Trey Poirier, who barely topped 100 this week. Trey, them trades didn't pay off for you, buddy. Miles Sanders and Mike T are just not doing it, bro. Leonard Fournette, you have started in week in and week out. I still do not fucking know why. DJ Moore got hurt. Juju had a touchdown, a little bright spot. And Rodgers cutting up. But on the flip side, bro. Goddard cut up, but regardless. Watson 43. Henry went the fuck off.
King Henry.
Bro, just dumb shit. Unbelievable. Devontae catching another touchdown. That's, what, 6 games in a row now with a touchdown from Devontae? And then Tyler Boyd playing with B. Allen. And Mike Williams, Keelan Cole. I mean, it is what it is, but the big names that she got came through for her, put up the points. Saints defense being a top defense in the league right now. Just Trey had no chance.
3 years. 3 years without a 100-yard rusher. It's been 3 years.
Because we're that it's fucking insane. Good.
No, your defense is not that good on the back end. It is not.
It's okay, though, but we got one of the best
runs. It is okay. So, it's okay when you gotta run. When you stop in the run like that, it is okay.
That's correct, bud. Trey, I'm sorry. You did have the second best tight end of all time to play, but he only got 6 points.
Hey, he got more than fucking Mark Andrews, so I don't want to fucking hear it.
Because Mark Andrews had fucking COVID.
I'm so fucking tired of hearing y'all fucking give me shit about damn motherfucking Waller, and all I said was that he's better than Mark Andrews. That's all I said. Listen, Darren Waller is better than Mark Andrews. He's not the fucking God's gift to the world. I'm sorry I made that fucking mistake, Tiger. God damn.
Okay,
we'll give you that.
We accept
one.
It.
We accept your apology. Oh shit. Anyway, Dallas got a bright spot, man. Zach Ertz coming back or what?
For what? Zach Ertz, I mean, he don't come back, but he's gone after this year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They might blow
Carson
it.
Carson Wentz probably gone.
They're gonna blow shit up after this year.
They said that Carson Wentz has had one of the worst regression seasons since he's right underneath Peyton Manning. When Peyton Manning had won the Super Bowl, then he came out the next year and he was trash. He's just slightly better than that.
I can't see how he's better.
He's fucking terrible, bro. He's ruining that team.
Yeah, it's not fun to watch him play, that's for sure. All right, on to the next matchup. Just take my 100. Man, I'm about to talk some shit to Foose. Credit to the GOAT of Tiger. Against Taco Corp, 108. And
good shit, Foose.
Foose bumps up to 6.
And he had the points on his bench. I love it.
But exactly. But Foose goes up to 6-6. Johnny goes down to 6-6. And Johnny was talking, and he was like, Mariah is going to bump me out of the 6th spot. And that's the way it's looking if Mariah beats you next week. Yeah. But he's pretty upset about that because it would be his wife. It's funny. It's awesome because the Messiah is very far from being at the number one spot. Oh, he plays who?
Me.
Oh, my God. The Messiah plays Richard.
Nick can't get in. Nick's playoff hopes is done.
You're right, because I would have had to win. I would have had...
Because if Mariah wins, she's in. But if I win, I already beat Nick, so I'm in.
Correct. I had to beat you to fucking get Nick in.
Yeah.
But anyway, bro. Fousey with a pieced-up team. Like, all right, he drafted Mike Evans and Ryan. He drafted Evans and Ryan, and that's it.
That's it.
And he won. Mike Davis, Fulgham, who's shits, but Tanyan, Duke Johnson, Wayne Gallman, fucking 6 yards away from an 8-point bonus in Tiger, the Dolphins defense, and Harrison butt kicker. Wow, kudos to you. On the flip side, the Messiah, I don't know, buddy. Josh Allen, I don't know. Aaron Jones, not enough. Claypool, Chenault, he had to pick up and play Chenault. I just noticed that.
He picked up Chenault.
Oh, my God.
Chenault.
Jordan Reed. Hold up. Yeah, we good. Jordan Reed. Fucking. Okay, Chris Carson comes back. He busts in. That touchdown run was pretty nice, bro. It was a beast. Beanie Snell. Good pickup.
That was a good pickup.
It really was. And Steelers defense getting the pick six off top. Hollywood Brown on the bench with 22. And Kenyon Drake on the bench with 23. So.
I give him Hollywood Brown on the bench. I'll give him that because he didn't know the game was going to be played. He thought he had better options. I'll give him that. When Kenyon Drake's been fucking up. It's kind of a bad situation, you know. I hate to give Johnny an excuse, but I could definitely see why he made the decisions that he did.
Yeah.
But it just didn't work out.
I'm just saying he could have won by playing that, but you don't look at that shit. I mean, straight up, it happens. It wasn't bad because Carson, Snell, Jones, they all still produce, but not enough.
Yeah.
And that's just
not enough. Bro. Just wouldn't go in this week. He just wasn't going to win this week with the team and the matchup. That's how it is in fantasy sometimes. Sometimes it's your fault. You know, you lose by two when you have an obvious decision on your bench, you know, but sometimes you just weren't going to win. You weren't going to make that decision that would have got you the W.
Correct. Just like I didn't make it. I didn't make the decision that just got me the W. I could have picked three other fucking people on my bench. And beat you, you know, but that's just how it goes. So,
but would those decisions have made sense?
No, absolutely not. Well, it might have. I mean, maybe starting Denzel Mims over Rager. I don't know.
Denzel Mims,
he's getting 20 targets. His targets are 20 plus yards almost every target.
Yeah. I mean,
so he's just one big pop away, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe him. And baby Myers. I mean, Myers been safe of late. Except last week when I played him and he didn't do that much. So I swapped it out. But, anyway, stop talking about us. Anyway, Johnny, you didn't have it, bro. You playing Richard, that's pretty bad. So, Johnny has by far had the worst luck in Tiger this year besides David.
He has not had the worst luck. He has not had the worst luck.
You lost?
He has not because
you
still lost? Going to the playoffs.
Who? Johnny?
Yeah, he's going to the playoffs.
Dude, Richard's about to beat Johnny this week, and Johnny's not making the playoffs.
Oh, really?
We'll get to that, but
Okay.
Yeah. All right, on to the next matchup. This was a controversial, very controversial matchup. Fousey was upset. A lot of people had Tigers flustered. Sarah comes in Sunday. She's doing some makeup and shit. I got confirmed from a reliable source. And, you know, she's doing her shit, grinding, working. She looks. She's like, oh, shit, it's the 3 o'clock game starts. She's like, oh, my God, I didn't check fantasy. Why you wait till Sunday to check your fantasy shit? I don't know. But anyways, she didn't check. She didn't start. She started Gurley. She started Julio. And it looked like, wow, just give Steven his W. Until
Tyreek the freak him breaking baby arm.
Wow.
That's just fucking stupid, bro.
Wow.
Tyreek, Robbie Anderson, Washington's defense, and Henry is all it took for Sarah to beat Steven.
Listen. You know he Ike Turner type. You know what Ike Turner made Tina. Joe Jackson made Michael Jackson. Tyreek Hill is that crazy ass dude that make fantasy points. You know what I mean? He's that crazy type.
Bro, that's just unbelievable, bro. 72 points, 13, 269, and 3 touchdowns. He made it look so fucking easy out there, bro. That dude's a dog. The cheetah is a freak. But, flip side, I mean, Steven had a modest game. Not horrible. Dalvin Cook going down and not being able to score. He also fumbled in the game. So, only 10 points. Ridley scored a touchdown, saving point. Shepard did okay. Thomas scored a touchdown. Kareem was not involved in the receiving game, you know. No catches, and that makes the difference for him right there. That's why he got 62 rushing yards.
So, I'm going to tell you what made the difference.
What was that?
Giving away Kenyon Drake. That's what made the difference.
That's true, too. Well, yeah. I mean, Kenyon Drake would have put you 23. It still wouldn't have been enough, little Stevie P. Bitch going to say we part of the fucking NFC East, man. What kind of bullshit is this, Stevie P? Taylor, did you find that insulting?
Did I find what insulting?
Steven said that the guys on the podcast is the NFC East.
NFC East?
And he's making Bill O'Brien moves out there.
Get the fuck out of here. We dare to do a podcast. You're the NFC East. You the one sitting at home not training. We on the fucking podcast, motherfucker. Fucking AFC North, bitch.
Oh, shit. Nah, we the NFC West. Well, I lost my voice.
We definitely not the motherfucking NFC South. We do a podcast. We out here, we fucking training. We giving away turkeys to the fans. You know what I mean? Like, what you talking about? What is he really talking about? Fucking NFC East in the podcast. We talking about, we do a podcast. That's how you know we not the NFC East. That's how you know. Right there. NFC East will not do a podcast.
Straight up. Straight up, Richard said he's making Bill O'Brien moves out there.
There you go.
Anyway, Stevie P, Packers defense gave you 22. Good job. Rodrigo shit his pants. And it just didn't happen for you this week, buddy. You lost down to 7-5. Tied up with Sarah for 7-5. You moved to 4th. She's in 3rd. Woo, it's rolling on. Last game of the week. Everybody was like, no, they about to beat the fuck out of Arshad until Arshad said, nah, we're going to buck with Brady's nuts and beat the shit out of Doty. I love it. Kamara on a downfall right now, making you pull your hair out. Tim Patrick, there was only one completion in the game, and that was to Noah Fant. As far as the Denver Broncos, was 1-for-9 against the Saints.
That was crazy.
That was awesome, though. Schultz, 7 points. Godwin, good, 17. James Robinson, prevailing in that trade you made, Doty. Not bad at all, but not enough juice, buddy. On the flips, I mean, you got Keenan and Justin scoring pretty low for what they've been averaging. So, flip side, Brady, 29. Antonio Gibson season is upon us. Maybe not this week, but after that. I told y'all boys Antonio Gibson was a dog. I've been saying since the beginning of the year when I had him on my team when he wasn't putting up 44 points. Boy's a baller, bro. Hopkins, 10 points. That's 2 weeks in a row. You kind of worry a little bit about Hopkins, Taylor, or what?
No. I mean, listen, Stephen Gilmore, you know, that Patriots defense looked good. Kyler Murray did not have a great game. I think that when you look at the game Kyler Murray had, this was actually a great game that Hopkins even put up double digits because it just wasn't good. Patriots defense really, really did that thing.
Yeah, they sure did. They showed up. CeeDee Lamb only getting 7. Maurice Jones-Drew getting 10, but it didn't matter. Antonio Brown only getting 3, but Texans defense was 26, and I mean Antonio Gibson really pushed him up, pushed him over. So it pushed him up to 5-7. I think he is still out of the playoff hunt completely.
Yeah.
Doty's still hanging alive at 6-6, and that's how it wraps up, you guys, for that one right there. So that was week 12, you guys, and I'm gonna run down the regular standings for everybody, and tell y'all how it is now. Right now, number one, Rick Steele. Me, number two. Steve, number three, even though Sarah just beat him. But did they play at the beginning of the year, huh? Yep. They must have beat each other.
They did.
Yeah, they must have beat. Yeah, they beat each other.
They beat each other, and Steve has 10 more points than her, which she could easily jump him with the win.
Correct.
With a win of more than 10 points than Steve. Something to watch. I mean, it doesn't really matter because neither one of them can really. I guess if you lose, it matters.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Sure it does. Because then puts just everybody at a fucking tie. But, All right, so Baze at number 5, Doty at number 5, Taco at number 5, Taylor at number 5, Fuzz at number 5. The last two spots are going to be pretty fun to see who ends up in them. Number 10, Bucking with Brady's Bucks. If you ain't first, you're last, Trey. Poor Ray falling the second to last. Trey and Dave, you rounded out at 111. Wow, Trey Poirier, you sorry bitch. You came out here and you lost both times. All three times you played out here. You trash. Fucking trash. We're not gonna have any. Well, yeah, we are.
It's time for Super Dave Stone Cold Power Rankings, brought to you by Cult 45 and Old English, 800, and a bunch of drugs.
All right. Dave's Power Rankings are the same as last week, but I'm going to go ahead and read them off to you just for the shits and gigs. Fuck the Ops number 1, me number 2, Baze number 3, Cody Montana number 4, Sarah number 5, Steve number 6, Taco number 7, Trey number 8, which should be down because Taylor should be above Trey. But Taylor at number 9, Fuzzy at number 10, Bucking and Brady's Nuts at 11, and Diggity Dave at 12. So he said next week he's going to have a fresh Dave Stone Cold Power Rankings for the playoff matchups, and it should be a doozy. Anyways, all right, I guess we're going to start talking about the fucking next week's matchups, huh?
So I guess we will, Ben. All right.
That's what we'll do. I just want everybody to know right now. Know this.
It's the final countdown.
It's the fucking final countdown, everybody. It is the last week of football for Tiger League and for any fantasy league before the playoffs start. So hope you got your seatbelt on and we're gonna start it off right now.
I don't wear seatbelts. I don't like the way it feels against my cock.
Well, I wear it so I don't fall out of my wheelchair. But anyways, but I mean, shit, that's what happens. Anyways, I'm gonna start it off week 1 because it's on the dock that way. Bucking with Brady's Bucks, 5-7. Will Fork on the first date, 8-4. I do not know if I actually need to win this week, but Tom Brady and Antonio Brown are on a bye, so.
You're good. You're looking fucking real good.
That's it. I mean, if Antonio Gibson can get 44 points against Pittsburgh, I'd be surprised. But I don't think that happens. D. Hopkins against McLaurin. Probably Hopkins. A.J. Brown against nobody.
Yeah.
I'd definitely
and
go
he's
A.J.
starting
Brown.
Eckler. So.
Oh, yeah. Eckler's back in. So I like that. But you got Eckler. So you have to move CD. And you got Marvin Jones still in the flex. I mean, it's not bad. He could probably beat me if I have a shit week.
Yeah, he probably can, yeah.
You know, you have to pick him up a little quarterback and see how that goes. But, yeah, he could actually beat me. Shit.
I think Antonio Gibson's going to struggle. I think Hopkins is going to struggle, though. I'm still going with you personally. Eckler's going to do, he's going to do all right. But I think the key to the matchup is going to be him getting a quarterback, and I think Gibson and Hopkins really struggle, and I think that's what puts you over.
Well, we'll see what happens. I hope so. Chubb against Tennessee, AJ against Cleveland, we'll see. Russell against New York Giants, hopefully he has more than one fucking touchdown, but he might not. They might run the ball all over the place and put me out of my miseries. Even though if I lose, though, I do not believe
No, you good.
I think
you're
I locked good. In second yeah, place. Good. Because, yeah, I beat Sarah and Steve, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I'd like to end it up on a 9-4 record, but I'm going to go with me. I think I can pull it off. You going you? I mean, she going me or what?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
All right. That's the first matchup. Next one. 1-11 versus 5-7, and it's 11 versus 12. Motorboaters versus Trey. Well, this should be an epic battle. Projected 112 to 113, and it looks close. But Trey don't Trey don't even have two players in, so wow. I mean, he don't have much on the bench either. So hopefully he spends some money. Yeah, we didn't talk about the marketplace because it didn't run yet, so there's nothing to talk about. Just put in your waivers.
Fucking COVID.
Put in your waivers, yeah, man. Pushes everything back. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But put in your picks. But y'all put in some picks to fuck Trey. That'd be tight. Dave got the fight. Man, I really I'm not even going to say it. Dave is winning this week. Dave about to win this week. He's going to win this week. He about to win. He's going to have two wins. I think that's still the worst record ever in Tiger, but he's going to win.
No, I'm going Trey. I think Dave loses again. No, I really, really do. I think he loses again.
Yeah. You know, it's sad.
He can't afford a quarterback. He can't start Matt Stafford against Chicago. So he can't afford anything. Ezekiel Elliott against Baltimore is trash.
Oh, he got Cam. He got Cam.
I don't know if he's going to start. I mean, he really has no choice. He's going to have to wait and see what's left in the morning. He's got no defense. You know, definitely love Baltimore against Dallas. He's got, you know, Robert Woods. He's, you know, good, good. And Mark Cooper at Baltimore, terrible. Terrible. So, I mean, yeah, I'm going with fucking Trey.
Yeah, bro, I think I'm going to change my pick, too.
Yeah, he's got some terrible stuff going on, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah, definitely going back and going with Trey, because, damn. Michael Thomas should have a good game with Atlanta. Darren Waller's playing the Jets. I mean, it's the fucking Jets. Juju, if Juju can find the end zone, then yes, he's going to have a great game. Miles Sanders, can he get it done against Green Bay? I don't know. I don't know what to think of Miles Sanders
Miles Sanders is averaging 5.2 yards a fucking carry. Yet, since he's come back, his carry share is going down from 83 to 50%. I don't know what they're doing. When Carson Wentz is playing this bad, I don't know why Miles Sanders not getting fed.
I don't know, man. It's a mystery, and that's why Pearson or whatever might not even have a job. But yeah, I do feel you. Trey will win this game, and David, you will finish 1-11. Great job, bro. Mission accomplished.
This is crazy.
On to the next matchup. Taco Core, who needs a win to get in against Fuck the Ops. But oh my god, I think the Ops are going to fuck him right now. Pat Mahomes against Josh Allen.
It's almost 8:40.
God dang. Anyways, Pat Mahomes against Josh Allen. It's fucking Mahomes, bro. Aaron Jones against Josh Jacobs. If Josh Jacobs does play, we'll see. Questionable. Maybe he'll throw in Jonathan Taylor, he said. I don't know. Aaron Jones against Philly. I think Aaron Jones could do pretty good. I think he might score a touchdown this week. But Claypool against DK. Don't even start no shit. There won't be no shit. Stephon Diggs against Chark. Don't start no shit. There won't be no shit. Johnny's probably might not play. So Mark Andrews, if he's off the COVID list or not, we don't know. But Richard don't need a tight end, as he claimed last week. Justin Jefferson against Jacksonville. Lockett against the Giants. On the flip side, Carson against the Giants. And Drake against the Rams. But now you put Drake in against the Rams, and I don't know if it's the right move. You need to start.
No, I don't know.
Jerry Judy or Beanie Snell. Well, if Connor don't come back.
Yeah, Beanie Snell might be the move right there.
I mean,
he looked good.
Yeah, he did. Steelers defense against the Chiefs is about what? Because Chiefs play against Denver, but I see Pittsburgh having a better defense here because they got Washington. So I don't know. They got y'all projected to tie right now, but that's with Mark Andrews out. So if you go find something, Reed. We don't know. Maybe he comes back by Tuesday, though. You know, he should probably be back by Tuesday. They don't play till Tuesday night. It's a crazy week this week. We're not having football tonight.
I'm tanking.
Football all day Sunday. We got two games Monday night, and we got a Tuesday night football game next week.
What the fuck? We got a fucking Tuesday again?
Yeah, bro. So everybody be aware. Playoff time. Everything's going to be pushed back again. Waivers and all, so. Just enjoy it. It's the new way. It's the new way of life. I don't know, man. This one's hard to call. With Josh Jacobs not playing, Jonathan Taylor against Houston. I think Jonathan Taylor can blow up against Houston. I'm going to have to go with Rick. I think Rick puts Johnny out of his misery, and the Messiah lays it down and sucks his thumb until next season. What you think, Taylor?
Yeah, I'm going Rick as well. I know Rick gonna do something. He gonna grab a tight end. He gonna drop on the defense. He gonna get him a tight end. Cause you would hate to not play a tight end and then lose by a few points. But Mark Andrews was on the COVID list for what? Mark Andrews was just, he didn't have COVID. He just was on the list, so he's probably gonna be back by then. Right.
He'll play, put him away, and that's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
On to the next matchup. Tits and Tights is against Bays. Taylor, take this game away.
Well, I need a quarterback. We'll see what happens on free agent marketplace. I really have no choice in any of my decisions. There's really not much to talk about. I maybe have a decision in Myles Gaskin if he's activated from IR.
Correct.
Or not. That is pretty much the only decision that I really can make. There's really nothing to really talk about. I mean, Bays has, you know, Derrick Henry at Cleveland. I'm hoping that's hard. I'm hoping fucking Deshaun Watson is hard. I'm hoping fucking, Devontae Adams at Philly.
Hoping I don't want to hear none about Slay.
His new quarterback utilizing the slot position. Maybe not in Cincinnati. Mike Williams, boom bust. Keelan Cole, boom bust. You know, Dallas Goedert looked great. Hopefully, Ertz is back this week. I think I got a shot, but I think I just have a shot.
And she got people on the bench that can play, so we'll see.
I mean, she could start Corey Davis. I don't think she's really confident about anybody else. She could stack Goedert and Ertz. That would really piss me off if she did that. If she stacked Goedert and Ertz, I'd really be upset. But she probably will do it. I think I got a shot. Just a shot, though.
Just a shot. So this is the slimmest call of the week I ever heard you say for yourself. I'm very shocked.
Yeah. I'm shocked as well. I didn't think I'd be here either. I'm going with myself against the Pachava. If Mariah beats me, the Pachavas will have taken me behind the woodshed and spanked me raw two weeks this year. So.
Oh my God. That's funny. That's fucking funny. It's not funny, but I really do think she's gonna beat you. But
God,
dang it, man! I wanna go with you so bad, man. Cause I'm going for you, bro. I'm pulling for you, but she is gonna beat you. But I'm pulling for you, man. That's a toughie. But well, I don't know, man. Deshaun Watson, and like you said, they catch those bad games. If Cleveland focuses down on Henry, shuts him down a little bit, makes him throw the ball. That's good
if
for AJ,
Henry and
you know.
Devontae Adams can be shut down, I'd be good.
I don't think Devontae is going to be shut down. I think he will score a touchdown because that's what he does. But you make it up with the Mike Williams and Keelan Cole against, you know, Debo and Gaskins or somewhat things.
Yeah.
So, and you got Young Hoku who could drop fucking 60 in a game, so. Young Waku, but it's spelled
that's
Young
Ho.
I don't understand. It's spelled Young Hoku, but they say Young Waku.
I don't know. People in Atlanta, you know?
Fucking Jags. Like, hey, bro, whenever you see Trey, call him a fucking Jag. It gets him so mad. Dude, for real. Do it. It's going to be awesome. All right. On to the second to last matchup of the week. It is Kenyon Fake Little Stevie P against Fousey, who is just fighting to fuck somebody's playoffs up. And it won't fuck Steven up. It'll just mess up seeding for him, unless I don't know what he wants or not. But it'll change the seeding. But if Dalvin Cook is good to go, he projected a hot 30 points against Jacksonville, and I see him getting it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. If he don't have a feeling, go get it. So he's good either way.
I am scared to get Matt Ryan against the Saints, though. Maybe Foos goes a different route, maybe on the waiver wire or something. I don't know. We'll find out. Really just not a fan of it, though.
Oh, so you think that Atlanta's going to lose to the Saints, do you?
Are you fucking stupid?
Okay, all right, so Atlanta's going to beat the Saints.
Have you seen what we've done to them the last three games we played them?
Exactly. So that means Atlanta's going to win.
You want to bet?
No, I don't, because I don't bet on Atlanta. That's not what you do. We went over this. But if you think Atlanta's going to win, then they probably going to, if you think they're going to lose, they probably going to win.
Bitch, fuck you. Anyways, Latavius, Fousey got Latavius pumping in against Atlanta. Kamara's a little banged up. Maybe we just holding it back right now. When we got Murray running like he is, why not hold him back and keep Kamara rolling for a playoff push, you know?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Can Kenny Galladay come back and actually play a game for Foos? We'll find out. Travis Fulgham, I don't like it at all, Foos. Taylor dropped him for a reason or some shit. Tanyan, okay, I like it. Possibly his touchdown dependency. Melvin Gordon, touchdown dependency. Wayne Gallman, touchdown dependency, because I don't see him getting 100 rushing yards. So, yeah, that's pretty tough. On the flip side, Steven got Thielen, Ridley. Yeah, Ridley should play. Kareem Landry. Oh, man, this is Steven's by easily. So, sorry, Fousey, you tried this year. We will take your $100. Somebody in Tiger will take it. But you've named it right. Little Stevie P, see you in the playoffs, boy. You ain't in the NFC East, boy. On to the last matchup of the week, and it's going to be to see if Doty can possibly make it to the playoffs, or Sarah just says, fuck you, Doty, and I hope she does. Todd Gurley coming back should be playing against Alvin Kamara, playing each other. Wow, gross. Oh, no.
Doty going to lose this one.
Man, Justin Hebert against the fucking Patriots, and they are going to, hello, rookie. I just know the Patriots, bro. And their defense and shit, and their defense been balling as of late. So, hello, rookie, bro. Real shit. Yep. I'll be damned. You're right. Damn, Keenan Allen against Gilmore. Tyreek and Denver. Who cares? Tyreek's a freak. Montgomery against Detroit. Montgomery should eat. Even though James Robinson can run probably against Minnesota, there's no chance, bro. There's really no fucking chance that Doty beats Sarah.
No. I mean, Kyler Murray at LA Rams.
That's it. Cooper Kupp.
But that is it. Especially if Julio Jones plays. Like,
that's it. Julio plays. If not, if not, she'll flex somebody else. But I'll be damned. She should beat the shit out of Doty. And Doty, you should miss the playoffs, buddy. I'm sorry to say it. But looks like you are going to miss the playoffs. And that, y'all, is the... I'm going Doty. I'm going Sarah. Just saying. But
I'm going Sarah, too.
So that's it. We have concluded the final week of Tiger League's previews. We're going to see what happens, everybody. The end is near. The end is near. For some of us. And for some of us, the playoff berth is just beginning. Taylor Ford, you want to get ready and give everybody one good last listen for the regular season?
Yes. I got one listen for everybody.
Okay.
Listen. You is kind, you is beautiful, and you is smart. That's all I got for y'all this week. I just a message of love for everybody. You is kind, you is beautiful, and you is smart.
That is beautiful, man. Rick's been busy and occupied, but Rick, you want to tell everybody bye and Tiger this week?
Yes, I love all of you.
There you go. You heard it from Sticky Ricky Icky signing off. My boy, Tayfo, good to have you back. Good to talk to you. I'll talk to you tomorrow when we open up on the market. And good night, everybody. We love y'all. Fuck you, Doty. It's been Tiger. It's been nice.
drinking on a weekend like usual, shipping beers with Cleveland like usual. Joe and Quagmire say they passed us, they doing too much. Can't control our actions, we're too turned up. Man cave in the attic, we got chips and nuts. Lois caught me tripping once, okay, so what? Someone hit the lights, I'm about to pop in us. Got a house in Quahog, this shit too plush. Had to leave work early, had to pick Chris up. Said her birthday pervert tried to grab his butt. Asked him how he'd get inside the classroom, son. Told me he's a teacher now, damn, that sucks. Gone off a perk on the couch. Didn't mean to wear about my boobs unannounced. Stewie got a hair twice the size of his crib. He be eating good and he don't need a bib. Good thing I only had two talking kids. Never gonna claim MEG, God forbid. Man cave in the attic, we got chips with the fun dear. Passing y'all the ball, but don't eat up all the Funyuns. Drinking on the weekend like usual, shipping beers with Cleveland like usual.
Like usual.
Joe and Quagmire say they passed us, they doing too much. Can't control our actions, we're too turned up. Man cave in the attic, we got chips and nuts. Lois caught me tripping once, okay, so what? Someone hit the lights, I'm about to pop in us. Got a house in Quahog, this shit too plush.
That was Cole Peter. I mean, he got some bars, but...
But what, you bastard?
I come with the heat every time.
Woo-ha!
It's my new ad-lib right there.
Woo-ha!
What's up, bitch? You know what's the token? Lord of Rings, but you know I ain't token. I'm smoking that loud pack. Every morning I be token. I wake and I bake, now I'm focused. I eat up your hoes like I'm hostess. I whip it, I cook up the potion. I sip the codeine, now I'm moving slow motion. It's like, that ain't me, bitch, I'm Cleve. Donna showing me a Cleve. Age, nothing but a thing. Yes, I'm 40, but I spit like a motherfucking llama. Hey, como te llamas? I'm asking your mama. She said it's a llama. I fuck up some commas. I'm black like Obama. Stay hot, Alabama. I'm done with the drama, bitch. Yeah, Peter, my nigga, says they want an ass on a game. Yeah, Donna got booty, you wobble all over the place. Yeah, Peter, my nigga, says they want an ass on a gang. John Quagmire, make up the gang. No new friends out of my way. Hit the future flow, got a future flow. Leave you niggas in the past, whoa. Used to have a show, now a nigga don't. But I'm back with the cast, whoa. Brought my stepkids and my new chick. Street needs some black, whoa. Now it's turned up, gotta turned up, I'ma do a little dance, whoa. Peter Griffin staying fighting chickens, what a weird circumstance, whoa. Ain't nobody else doing voice impressions, spitting hard like this, whoa.